Kia ora, Dee from Waipa District Libraries. Thanks for joining us. Waipa, as you know, is a region rich in history and heritage. And in this podcast, we're just going to look at The View from Porongia. It's a publication written by Dr. L.H. Barber, who is a senior lecturer in history at the University of Waikato. It was published in 1978. To the casual traveller speeding through the Waikato along Highway 3 or peering from the window of a rail express, Waipa country might not seem to differ greatly from the surrounding countryside. Waipa can be geographically described as a cow country county of some 1,129 square kilometres, approximately 343 square miles, wedged in a rough triangle between the Waipa and Waikato rivers and extending from Lake Arapuni to Narawahia, where the two rivers join. Its boundary accommodates three mountains, Kakepuku, Maungatauturi, and Porongia, numerous small lakes and streams, 15,000 people, 70,000 cattle, 150,000 dairy cows, and 300,000 sheep. That's one human for every 35 farm animals. The borough of Te Awamutu is surrounded by the county and is the county seat, and the two boroughs of Cambridge and Narawahia border the county. Hamilton City extends to the county on three fronts and dominates the county's economic and industrial undertakings. The county itself is as crisscrossed by fences, roads and power lines as the adjoining counties of Otorohanga, Matamata, Raglan and Waikato. Waipa is a middle Waikato basin county. Like most of the Waikato, it is low-lying. Narawahia is only 20 metres above sea level. Ohopo is 51 metres. Te Awamutu, the largest borough within the county, 59 metres, and Cambridge, also a borough, 69 metres. This basin, with its large peat swamps, was originally formed by stream erosion and earth movement from the Porongia, Hakarimata, Maungatauturi and Maungakawa ranges. Recent waterborne alluvium has added to the extent of the plains. Besides Mount Porongia, 962 metres, east of Te Awamutu and visible from Hamilton, the southeastern corner of the county alone breaks the pattern of flats interspersed with low hills rising some 50 to 100 feet above the plain. The volcanic land surrounding Mount Maungatauturi rises steeply, with the peak of the mount 799 metres above sea level. Geography, dairy farming, reaction to Hamilton's urban gravitation and devotion to rugby football mark Waipa County as part of the dairy bowl of the central Waikato. Its farmlands have been won from the tall manuka, twisted bracken and peat swamps with as much sweat and effort as employed elsewhere in the region. Waipa County is part of the Waikato, but this is not to say that it lacks distinctive characteristics of its own. Should the casual visitor stop for drinks at Te Awamutu, Ohopo, Porongia or Kihikihi, and venture to suggest that the Waikato is a landscape of unending sameness, he would be very quickly corrected. County residents would insist that their farms were greener and more productive, that they were more exclusively dairy farming than the surrounding counties, that their stands of oak trees are more numerous and old English, that the views from Mount Porongia and Kakepuku are more panoramic, and that their rates are lower than those in the adjoining counties. Waipa County's possession of New Zealand's solitary Mormon and Sikh temples and the placement of Waikato's only state mental hospital within the county's administrative area would be set forth as evidence of Waipa's difference. These arguments might not convince the visitor of the county's uniqueness. Should he, however, stay long enough and listen hard enough, he would soon discover that Waipa has a history as exciting and eventful as any in New Zealand, and more so than most. What other county in the Dominion has a royal capital on its northern boundary? What other administrative unit can claim a battleground as sacred as Rere's Oroko, with the defiant chant, "We will fight you forever and ever, still sounding from the ground. Redoubts, graveyards, missionary churches, historic places, trust plaques, and museum displays give evidence that this county's story is a historian's delight. And on that note, we'll just take a break and be back again shortly. Well, welcome back. Let's continue. This history has been written because the councillors and settlers of Waipa County believe that their district story should be recorded for their children's children and for all New Zealanders to read. It is scarcely a pretty tale. The County's Act of 1876 in creating the county defined it as all confiscated lands between the Waikato and Waipa rivers. There was nothing romantic about the advance of redcoats and militia into lands where Maori farmers had tilled the soil, built flour mills, and from where they carried on a thriving trade with Auckland in the innocent days before the land wars. The Maori people were driven out so fiercely that even as late as 1886, only one third had dared return. The tangata whenua were replaced by military settlers and by New Zealand's variation of the American carpetbagger, traders and settlers eager to make a profit from Civil War conquest. Pioneer farming was equally realistic. The burning of the hillsides and the sowing of grass seeds were laborious tasks. Swamp drainage and the building of roads through the peat were back-breaking and frustrating enterprises. Once the conquered lands were reconquered for grassland farming, settlers found themselves the victims of outside forces. Alexandra, Porongia, intended as the premier town of the Waikato Basin, was displaced. The railway ignored it and instead made Te Awamutu its stopping place. The dairy farmer's proverb, "Where there is mud, there is money," proved to be fallible. Mud there was, but money came from an overseas market, and the prosperity of the county was found to depend on the extent and urgency of British market demands. Reaction to outside forces often dominated the work of county school committees. The smaller schools lived in fear of falling pupil numbers, leading to a reduction in staff, or even the closure of the school. The history of Waipa County is no romantic fairy tale. It is the story of two peoples, Māori and Pākehā, and of the peculiar form a district's development took following the initial injustice of confiscation. Because the stuff of history is people and their dreams, nightmares, successes and mistakes, this account gives secondary placement to county council proceedings. Several New Zealand local body histories have provided the reader with long lists of council bridge buildings and dog dosings, and with even longer processions of chairmen, councillors, clerks and engineers marching to their eternal reward. In contrast, this account of Waipa is not intended as an institutional history. This is a social history of Waipa County, and it should be judged as such. And we're just going to leave it there. So what a fantastic introduction to the history of Waipa County in the view from Porongia. Ka kite.